I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May 1st, 2023 to order. Could the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Is excused.
Ms. Stout?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Six members of city council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome everyone to our city council meeting this evening and invite you to join us in our pledge of allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. McCann.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item 3 is additions to the agenda. I have none for this evening. Mr. Frye?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add a committee report for the finance committee meeting held this evening.
We'll make that 9A. Any additional items from members of city council?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to make an adjustment to the meeting for the employee and community relations that's scheduled for June 5th.
Can we do that as 9B?
Yeah.
All right. Any additional items from city council members? Mr. Sanford is out of town tonight. Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve our agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve our agenda for this evening as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on April 17th. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption and approval of the meeting minutes from the council meeting of April 17th, 2023 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from April 17th, 2023 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is proposed ordinance 41, 2023. This is an annual ordinance to hire the staff, meaning the head teacher, teachers and teacher aides for Safety City being held in June. I'm not sure you all got it at your places, but there is an amendment to the list of teachers. It's one of the teacher's aides that's been changed. Did you get this? If you did not, it's just a name change. Halfway down, the first teacher's aide by the name of Andrea Pasquale has been replaced by Amanda Wisniewski.
That's also my question.
Actually, it's reversed, Mayor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not Amanda?
It is. No, I did it backwards. I'm sorry. Andrea Wisniewski is the new person. I did it backwards for you. I'm sorry. Andrea Pasquale is the new person. Yes. It's also a total sum that's been added on the bottom of my sheet. All those salaries add up to $5,664. With that, we do have an ordinance 41, 2023. This is a wonderful program. It's very well attended by kindergarten age children in our community. My kids went through it. And I think we are fortunate to have a good quality staff. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 41, 2023 and read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into agreements with a head teacher, teachers and aides for the Sylvania Safety City program being conducted by the Sylvania Division of Police. Providing funds therefore, I move passage of ordinance number 41, 2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 41, 2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 41-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Chief, what are the dates for that program? First week of June, I think.
It's usually the first week of June, the first week after school is out.
I know that I've been seeing notes on Facebook to hurry up and get your child registered.
Our day shift, our morning classes are already full. It'll be the week of the 5th, June 5th to June 9th, and then the townships will follow the following week, June 12th to June 16th.
Okay. So it is the first full week of June. Very good. Moving on to agenda item 6. This has to do with our 2023 sidewalk replacement program. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received three bids for the program this year. The lowest bid had been submitted by Simple Solutions of Holland, Ohio, in the amount of $35,985. We made repeated requests for necessary paperwork and a list of references, since we have never done any work with that company before, and never got any response to any of those requests. The next lowest bid on the project was Scott's Quality Concrete of Sylvania. Their bid was in the amount of $39,415. Scott's Quality Concrete has performed work. They've done the sidewalk program, I think, for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer. They've done it for quite some time, and never have any issues with their work. So we're recommending, since we did not get any response from the apparent low bidder for contract work, contract paperwork, or list of references, that we award the contract to Scott's Quality Concrete in the amount of $39,415. We had $35,000 budgeted for that program this year, so we're a little bit over that budget. But as we always do, we'll take a look at our capital budget and make sure that we stay within what was authorized.
Mr. Aller?
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder, and just to talk about the sidewalk replacement, what criteria is made up for this program, and how does it work, and is the homeowner or property owner assessed, and how does that work?
Mm-hmm. These locations are a combination of things that our tree program sees when they're out about doing trimming. City trees have raised sidewalks, phone calls from residents with concerns of the same, and then we just keep a running list, if you will, and then anything that comes in, like this year, will then be put on the list to be done for next year. There is no assessment to the property owners for it. This is just an expense out of our capital improvement budget.
Again, this is to repair sidewalks damaged by city trees. If it's damaged for another reason, your own tree that happened in my yard, or it just deteriorates, or cracks and settles, that is the homeowner's expense, and not part of this concrete program.
Thank you, Mr. Aller.
Mr. Mayor, if you have that situation, is it required? Do we require people to have the city do that work, or you can do that privately? If you break a sidewalk,
you can do that privately.
You can do that privately.
If you choose not to, the city can do it and then assess you for it.
Okay.
For that work, if it's something that's done on a private basis, but we give the property owner the first chance to take care of it. If they don't, then we do have the ability to step in.
Okay.
We've never had to, but we have that ability.
And you do see sidewalks that are lifted by tree roots. I don't know if we measure them. Is it an inch or something like that when the slabs are offset?
Yep. 1 inch is kind of the threshold of being an offset, a toe stub.
Yep. Got it.
All right. We do have an ordinance this evening, 42, 2023. This would normally go to the Streets Committee, but in Mr. Richardson's absence this evening, I'm again going to go down through the members of the Street Committee, starting with Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll move adoption of ordinance number 42, 2023. All members of council having received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Scott's Quality Concrete and awarding the contract for the 2023 sidewalk replacement program to same, authorizing expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $39,415, approving the funds therefore, and I move adoption of ordinance 42-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 42-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 42-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item number 7. This has to do with the Elvin Ditch watershed improvements to reduce flooding issues. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. on this project, we received 4 bids. The project was bid on April 21st. The lowest bid was submitted by State Highway Clearing out of Archbold, Ohio, and their bid was $290,854.50. We, again, were not familiar with this company, hadn't really, in the construction world, you kind of hear about different contractors, whether or not they do work for you or not. This was a company that we had never even heard of. So we reached out, asked them for references, after a long wait, finally got some. And when we checked those references, a couple of those references were not ecstatic with the work that was performed. They weren't happy with some of the things that the company did. All of their work was of a what I would call tree clearing and ditch maintenance type work. It was just cleaning out ditches and putting the dirt at the top of the bank and things of that nature. They had only, when we asked for projects where they had actually installed storm detention system like we have, they never had. They've never installed one. And piping in general, the total amount of piping that they've installed on their projects is about 4,000 feet. We just, again, we weren't real comfortable with moving forward as their first project. The next lowest bid was submitted by Jim Palmer Excavating out of Portage, Ohio, just south of Bowling Green. Their bid was in the amount of $293,872.19. We also had not done any work with Jim Palmer Excavating, but I'm familiar from my past life with the Northwest Water and Sewer District. They provided 4 projects that they've done in the last 2 years alone. They're already asking if they would be able to modify the installation with a different product that we're familiar with as well. They have pretty good knowledge and understanding of how storm detention like this is to be installed. Because of that experience, because of the lack of experience the state has and the information that we received from the references, and the experience that Jim Palmer does have in installing this exact system that we're installing, we are recommending that we award the Elvin Ditch Watershed Improvements Phase 1 to Jim Palmer Excavating in the amount of $293,872.19.
Mr. Eller, it might be helpful to just summarize the project that we're undertaking to help with the flooding problem, just to remind council's memory.
Mm-hmm. This project will take in we're basically putting in new pipe from a culvert that goes underneath the railroad up near Main Street. It'll extend from that culvert and come southwest to the area between, I forget the diamond numbers, I think it's diamond numbers 1 and 2, on the west side of the park. And then this system will be an underground detention system. It'll be kind of like a Quonset hut type looking setup with half round pipe.
But underground.
Excuse me?
But underground.
Underground, yes, yes, underground. The hole will be dug, the pipes will be set. And then what that system does is during those first big rushes, it allows all of the water that's currently being retained up in the Eldon Street area and the northern part of Veterans Memorial Park. It'll allow that water to get out of there, be stored underneath, and then as the storm falls off in intensity, then that water can be released back into the storm sewer system, and we won't have the flooding issues that we currently have.
A similar detention system was installed as part of the SOMO development.
Yep.
You may have seen that go in, big pipes underground. You don't know that they're there after the fact, but they hold a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's metered out in a smaller pipe. A big pipe comes in, a smaller pipe goes out. Okay.
So Kevin, just out of curiosity, what's the time frame for this installation?
The project is going to, can start August 1st. It can't start until August 1st. Then all of the summer programs will be done at Veterans Park. So anytime after August 1st, then it'll be completed before the end of the year. So we need to get, we'll have some grass and everything that we'll have to get reseeded and back on some of the field areas and have that ready for next spring then.
So. Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we do have an ordinance to award this contract. It's Ordinance 43, 2023. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only Ordinance Number 43-2023, accepting the bid of Jim Palmer Excavating, Inc. and awarding the contract for the Eldon Ditch Watershed Improvement Phase 1 project to the same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $293,872.19. I move for passage of Ordinance Number 43-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 43-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance 43-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving to Agenda Item 8. This is ordered legislation. It is a resolution of support from the City of Sylvania Council for the Lucas County Active Transportation Plan, which you heard a presentation on 2 weeks ago. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 4-2023. All members having received copies, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania supporting and approving the Lucas County Active Transportation Plan. I move final passage of Resolution Number 4-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
I moved and seconded for passage of Resolution Number 4-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 4-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda Item 9, we have two added items on here. Agenda Item 9A is a report of the Finance Committee meeting held this evening before this council meeting. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council had a Finance Committee meeting. Committee members, myself, Mary Westfall, and Doug Hanum were attendance. Mr. Richardson was absent. Also other members of council, Mr. Hansen, Mr. Estelle, and Mr. McCann. The mayor and other members of the administration were also present, including Mr. Schroyer. The purpose of the meeting was to provide us information and the general public information about how we're handling as the city and dealing with our investment accounts for monies that aren't needed for ongoing cash flow operations at the moment. And there were three presentations, Fifth Third Securities, Capital Markets Group, Mr. Carter, Mr. Ludwig from SJS Investments and Mr. McCullough from UBS, all did presentations providing different pieces of information, similar in many regards, but not too dissimilar, but informational and from all three, talking about the fact that first and most importantly, the money that are in these investment accounts is safe, held under the name of the city of Sylvania. There's custodians that handle those dollars as well, not the entities themselves, except for the case of UBS, which is a custodian based in its own right, based on its size. The second thing is that interest rates obviously had a substantial increase, and thankfully our interest rate and our income will be rising hopefully over the next couple of years as our portfolio of lower interest rates during the pandemic start to roll off. So that's good news as well. Different ways of charging us, I'm still not exactly sure how Fifth Third makes money on this. Based on their explanation, understand how SGS and UBS are making money. But nonetheless, all three firms did nice presentations and provided us some additional information. So nothing specific needed to be handled from that, Mr. Mayor. But one of the things, Mr. Schroeder, when you were out talking with Mr. McCullough, we were looking for a review with you and Mrs. Branning on modifications to the investment policy. And we were thinking about adding a meeting, another finance committee meeting, for the first meeting in June. Is that sufficient time for you to work with her on
sure.
modifying
yes.
that? Okay, that'd be great. The meeting was adjourned at 7:50. Mrs. Westphal made the motion. Mr. Hanum was second, and the meeting adjourned at 7:50. So, with that, I'd like to set a finance committee meeting for, what is it, the 5th? I know that Mrs. Westphal and I were talking, coordinating. So, Mr. Mayor, with your deference, let Mrs. Westphal go first because she's modifying her time. So I can inject the finance committee meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Fry. We have an appointed community relations committee meeting scheduled for 6:30 on Monday, June 5th, and this is to have further discussion about the appointments from city council to some of the community boards. And you'll recall that we had a little hiccup the last time when this legislation came through and we met as a committee. But I feel like we can conduct that business in a half an hour. So I'd like to make that adjustment to be a 7 p.m. meeting for the Employee and Community Relations Committee. So I would make a motion that the Employee and Community Relations Committee meet on Monday, June 5th at 7 p.m. rather than 6:30 p.m.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that meeting is rescheduled to 7 p.m. Now, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to, given the conversation, I'm not sure exactly how long this is going to take. Obviously, administration needs to bring something for us. It may not be anything we can move on that evening anyways. I'm not sure. So I make a motion to set the finance committee meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, June the 5th.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Finance Committee is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on Monday, June 5th. Clerk is ordered to advertise both of those committee meetings. And the administration will take on this task. We do have a starting point with a city investment document that we can update for your review and approval. The law director is already checking with other communities of similar size and has found great diversity so far in what their investment policies are. With that, are there any additional committee reports or committee referrals to be made at this time? Having no further business on our agenda, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our council stands adjourned until Monday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. That's 2 weeks from tonight in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.